With all the fuss that's being made about human genes these days, it's good to remember that most cancer is not caused by our genes. In other words, most cancers are not inherited from our parents. A recent medical study of 44,000 twins reaffirmed that most cancers are caused by exposure to environmental factors. This is good news because it means that most cancers can be prevented by preventing exposure to cancer-causing agents. This cancer prevention philosophy is new. The U.S. has spent billions of dollars trying to find a cure for cancer, but very little trying to prevent it. Now cancer prevention is beginning to be taken seriously, and a leader in cancer prevention has focused its work on the Great Lakes. I'm talking about a small government agency called the International Joint Commission, or IJC, which focuses on water quality in the Great Lakes. For the past decade, the IJC has been preaching the virtues of keeping cancer-causing chemicals out of the lakes. In fact, the IJC is now recommending that we keep all persistent toxic chemicals out of the lakes. The IJC says we must eliminate persistent toxic chemicals because once we create them, there's no safe way to manage them. They get loose and come back to bite us or give us cancer. In 1992, the IJC said we must, quote, recognize that all persistent toxic substances are dangerous to the environment, deleterious to the human condition, and can no longer be tolerated in the ecosystem, unquote. In other words, instead of trying to decide how much pollution is safe to allow in our water or on our cornflakes, the IJC says we should take a preventive approach. We should eliminate toxic substances. And you know what? Preventing pollution can pay off in more ways than one. As we prevent cancer, there will be a lot of new jobs created as people develop non-toxic products to replace all the toxic chemicals we now use. No doubt about it. Cancer prevention is good policy, good for public health, and good for the